Chav Tal, June 27th, near the bottom of Kuf Chav Hei. The Birkas Hashanim Yesh L'Odim L'Yispalol Mizanosav. The Birkas Hashanim, which is a tefillah for Parnasa. The person should daven for his food. Ki ha'ochel b'lo tefillah t'chila mizanosav mamish heim lechem megoa. Because one who eats without first davening for his food, it's like disgusting bread. Chazal have a concept we're not supposed to eat before davening. It's even an opinion to Araisa. Learned from the pasuk L'sochu al hadam. He's saying it's not just you're not supposed to eat before davening. It's not supposed to eat before you daven for your food. So if I daven for other things, but I don't have in mind, Hashem, please provide him with food, or recognize you're the provider of food, then it's still a problem.
Can you expand the concept of food to, like, your money and your wages and everything like that?
Well, that's what's happened. Yeah, if you look, the brach of Birkas Hashanah doesn't really talk about food directly. I don't use the word Muslim. We're talking about that's called Nesu. Should be rain, yeah, it's more general. It's what ends up providing food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And therefore, at least the chakras, interesting, you think about it, we say the Birkas Hashanah Mincha Maariv too, but the only tefillah where you have the Isser, other tefillahs technically have an Isser, you're not supposed to eat because it's time to daven. But in the morning, you're not supposed to eat till you daven for your food. that's where the Sochel Al Adam comes in. So he says, at least the chakras, he should have in mind that Hashem should provide him. Again, this is a Lashon HaPasuk. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishra, Hatrifeni Lechem Chuki. Teref is sustenance. So Hatrifeni means provide me with the bread of my needs. So he should take to heart that Hashem should provide him the parnasa needs in Heter in a way that's permissible, not in Isser, not that he's doing something wrong. Kiyim Yesh Nidnud Isser B'mazon, there's some vestige of prohibition in his food. Matame Kol Gufo, sullies his whole body. In Mazon L'Neshama, it's not sustenance for the soul. Eliyahu Navi could eat a little bit and go for 40 days on the food. There's food and there's food. So, Abel Hamazon Kulo Beheter, Yeshba Mazon L'Neshama. If the food is Heter, it's proper, then it sates the Neshama also. You have two pieces of food that look exactly the same. And one has a spiritual component, and one is spiritually dead. Therefore, a person should daven with great kavana, that is food. This is the term used in Kabbalah. They talk about the sitra means side. You'll see in Kabbalah, sarim, the sarim aleph is the sitra achra, means the other side. It's all the negative things. Dache is tahar in Aramaic. Maybe from Abbasedrin, you see the word tahar, it'll be dache. So, misitra, the dache tahar means from the pure side. It should be that which is holy and pure. V'zehu ba'amr v'sabheinu mituvecha. You should say to us from your good. A person can be filled by food that's really not good for him. Mashal in the physical world, right? You can eat food that's really healthy and you can fill from it. You can eat food that's really bad for you. You fill from it. So it's even more so at the spiritual level. So the enemy to vecha. The whole concept that tzaddikim take their property seriously, like Yaakov Avinu and the Pachim Ketanim, it's beyond the physical. It's he can sustain himself in ways that are pure and holy. He wants that food.
From God's right side.
So
we're making this pure and holy by our bracha.
Well, he's saying I'm begging that it should be that Hashem provide me means that the sustenance that I have is good. I'm going out to business today. This kind of deal could come up, and that kind of deal could come up. As Rosh Salant used to say, it's easier to find kosher food than kosher money. So, it's presenting to us how important it is that ultimately the sustenance that I have, the food that I put in my mouth, is kosher and kosher mishpat. And then it'll have a neshama to it, then it'll sustain me. There is a concept that merely by making a bracha over something, it sanctifies it. The Hashem talks about, but he means beyond. He means that we're asking that it should be so.
But is it? There's a sequence a priori that one should pray first. Start off the day with a clean slate and try to beseech for a higher sense of purity, if you will, and that will in turn your actions
will
be better.
Yeah. Again, we saw that with the way he started with Hashem Sfosa Tivtach. I think part of the mechanism, I think is what you mean, Larry, is that once I align what I'm really begging for, then when I go out and make a shtadlus, I'll hopefully pursue that. Yeah, if I'm begging Hashem, I want it to be pure. And I'll make choices that would, on my side, support that. Yeah, that's also true. Yeah, he's not getting so much into that right now. He's just saying that that's what we're asking for. This is, he's aligning our thoughts, what it is that we need to be asking for and begging for. It could be that the mere fact that you are asking also sanctifies it to some degree. Which is what tefillah is. In every aspect of life, we're begging it for it to be in the way that we value. Then, as Larry said, we have to go do our hishtadlus to make it that, and then we also hope that Hashem will respond and help us make it that. V'yesh l'harbos betzilah shakadosh baruch hu yozen la'aniyim v'yiten l'kolish dey machzoro, and daven a lot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provide, feed the aniyim, the poor, and give each person what he's lacking, v'yitztarchu Yisrael zeh l'zeh, and that Yidden shouldn't need each other. Of course, we have mitzvahs of tzedakah, and we give it as needed, and there's a system that Hashem creates lacking and surplus so that there can be tzedakah in the world, but we're not supposed to hope that there'll be more poverty. It's not a good thing. Ki b'avon aseinu harabim ikar chataim shebiyisrael hu l'choser parnosa. This is unfortunate. Avon aseinu harabim is also saying, unfortunately, the main sins in Klal Yisrael are for lack of parnasa.
That's when did the person die?
It's a very interesting statement to make.
Because of lack of parnasa?
Yeah. He's saying people become desperate because of lack of parnasa and do things. That's an interesting statement. V'ilu hayu lahem parnasasam lo hayusar miderach hayashar klal uklal. If they had parnasa, they wouldn't stray from the straight path at all. I don't know if it's the same today. So it also creates pressures on people.
A lot of times people do dishonest, or people are making money and they're more greedy.
Right.
Is it, I would think that it's even people never have enough money.
Right.
So is it, but I'm
you know, in some areas you could say well, Shabbos is a, you know, Jews came over to America. It was very hard. They couldn't make, it doesn't have to be you know, dishonesty. It creates pressure in the way they treat people. You know.
I would have easier to hear taiva in general. Just
yeah, I mean, you, generally we speak against it. That's a naive approach. At a simple level, it sounds like an idea that we others from actually reject. Oh yeah, if only I had enough for us, then I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't do this just because you're not providing enough for me. And then when he makes twice that, three times that, it doesn't get any better. He doesn't clarify exactly what he means by that. I have a feeling it's more than just, you know, because people don't have enough that
you saw in people, their actions becomes like, mm-hmm. What should I do?
Right. I'm afraid he could even mean Bittul Torah. He could mean, I'm not sure he means only that they resort to things that are less than proper. It could be cutting corners and other things, my avodas Hashem.
Right.
And so on. But yeah, I think everyone's point is well taken. Usually we don't say, well, it's just that we don't have enough parnasa. If we did, we'd all be tzaddikim. V'ikr mizonos babot, right? That's the whole idea of hil machai v'saniyim. The Gemara makes it, oh, it's only because I don't have enough, but if I had a little more, I'd be big tzaddik. Well, the people had less and did it better. I happen to remember when Dr. Avram Steinberg spoke here years ago, and he was quoting Rabbi Yashiv and Rishlomo Zalman Auerbach, who incidentally said, I just want to mention Rabbi Yashiv is the headquarters of the whole world in Psak and Torah, and he lived a life of luxury. He had three rooms, a front room, a bedroom, and a little kitchen. He managed okay. The Iker Mizonos by Boker, the main Mizonos in the morning. Kiyosa Kadosh Baruch Hu Mismalei Rachem Al Yisrael. Very interesting. It's giving us an underlying spiritual reason for this. That's when Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes Kiyosa filled with mercy on Klal Yisrael. Ve'ra'oso Kiya Akum Ponim La'avodas Gilulim Shalahem. Yisrael Ovdim Hashem B'cholevav. Ve'ozonim Afarnas Hasan. Very interesting. He says he sees pagans, he sees others. They get up in the morning and they pray to all forms of Avodah Zarah. He sees the contrast, Kaviyachal, the Klal Yisrael praying to him wholeheartedly. So he's Kaviyachal gracious. He gives us Parnasa. Ms. Al Pishur Sadin, Misha Ena Zaka, Gomor B'Yisrael, Ena Roy Lamizonos. Because really, somebody who's not deserving shouldn't be granted food according to Hashem's din system. V'ikr mizonos hu chutz l'din v'derech rachamim. Most mizonos comes from outside of din in a way of rachamim. It's not that it was earned, it's that you feel. Again, these are all midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiryach that are beyond us, but if Rabbi Yonasan Ivershit says it, we can trust it, that it's not that it was earned v'derech din, but it's earned. You feel bad. You see, at least my children do like this, not like that, so I'll give them a bracha. Not necessarily if they earned it in their grades, but they earned it in deserving mercy. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.